My wife's one of the few people who's probably heard me preach every single sermon I've ever preached in terms of like being at a seminary. And she can attest, I've never done this before. I didn't tell her I was going to do this either, so this is a surprise to her. But I wanted to do something. Why am I looking at my class notes? Okay, I wanted to do something. We have Judges chapter 16 in front of us. If you don't have your Bible open, you can go to it and you can turn to it. We're going to be using it this week. Here's what I wanted to do, and I've never done this. I'm actually going to preach from the exact same text twice in a row. So I'm going to use this today. I'm also going to use it 4 weeks from now when I preach again. So that's going to be the, can anyone do math? What day is that? The 9th or the 8th, something like that. And there's actually a method to the madness. I've been going over the passage and there's a lot in here that I wanted to address. There's a lot that is really beneficial. And so what I decided to do is today, I wanted to take basically today and do essentially kind of a character study of Samson. I typically don't like to do character studies because we can misunderstand texts far too easily. For instance, I could do a character study and I could say, the moral of the story, men, is don't trust women. I could say, hey, that's biblical. What are you going to do? But it's not really what the passage is about. So I tend to want to kind of stay away from that. We could talk about not trusting men, and that's everywhere else in scripture, but that's beside the point. So I typically don't do that, and maybe after I do it today, you'll go, Pastor Young, don't do that again. But I did think it would be helpful to go through. Samson deals with a lot of things that we tend to deal with. And then the next time I preach on this passage, I'm going to take a little bit more of kind of a higher level view and basically look at it the way I tend to want to look at passages like this. We'll look at really what's happening that connects a little bit differently to our lives. But I just want you to know that. So if you're here listening today, basically what I'm saying is you have to be here in 4 weeks. So you have to hear both pieces. You can't just hear today and go, okay, that's what Pastor Young thinks about it. Like I said, it's we're doing kind of, again, a shallow level kind of character view, but there's much more to this passage than this. There's kind of a lot of richness here that I'm not going to be able to do today. But I did want to address it in this other way and at least let you know that Samson's life, in a very particular way, does matter. And the reason why I picked Samson and the reason why I wanted to get into this is because his life brings out something that's very relevant for us. The thing that kept hitting me as I was going through this passage and as I've studied it through the years is this one truth when it comes to his character and his particular life, which is this. A lot of times in our lives, we are our own worst enemies. There are a lot of ways in which other people mess up our lives. There are a lot of ways in which things happen to us and they seem to we seem to be victims. People do things to us or life just throws us things that are terrible. But in Samson's life, one of the threads or one of the things that seems to be so predominant in his life is that Samson is the reason why his life is messed up. And I think sometimes that's true about us too. Our lives sometimes aren't messed up because of other people or because that's what God threw into our lives. There are a lot of times where we can honestly look at our lives and say, I'm the reason why things are the way that they are right now. And you might not be here today and you might not be in that particular situation, but you've experienced that. All of us have experienced times in our lives where we're the reason why we're suffering, why we're the reason why things are messed up, why we're the reason why the problems are there. And a lot of times that the root of that problem is being foolish, not being wise, not trusting God, not living by what God says. And if you're a non-Christian today, you could say, well, that really doesn't have anything to do with me. It does. You don't have to be a Christian to know what it's like to live foolishly and to experience the consequences of that. You might not root wisdom in God, but you know what foolishness is. And again, my case would be that the reason why foolishness is because there is a God of wisdom. But whether you're a Christian or not, I mean, we've experienced things in our lives that are simply because we've messed up, we've screwed up, we've done foolish things, we've acted foolishly, we've said foolish things, and we've experienced the consequences of that. And in a lot of ways, Samson is a perfect example of that. So, what I want to do today is I want to go through and basically go through the three major character issues that Samson has. And there are three warning signs for us. You know, we see his anger, we see his lust, and then we also see his self-centeredness. Those are things that to some degree all of us struggle with. And then in the conclusion, we'll talk about what that leads to and how we can escape that in our lives. So there is kind of hope at the end. And again, like I said, that's not the end of the story. Please make sure to be here, you know, when we hit this again, because there is so much more richness that the way in which the story brings out the gospel in our lives. And I do want to address that the next time. But for this time, I really do want to focus in on Samson, the warnings that his life gives, and how we can escape some of the consequences in our own lives from those things. So, again, what are the areas and what are the warnings? Well, we'll start with the first one, which is anger. Anger is one of the things that when you look at Samson's life, it comes out clear as day. You have to go back a couple chapters to see the entire sweep of it. But in Judges chapter 14, two chapters earlier, we see this really interesting piece of the puzzle. Now, here is Samson, and Samson, on the eve of his wedding, makes a bet. He ends up losing the bet, and he becomes so angry that he kills 30 random Philistines to fulfill the bet. The bet that he makes is for 30 sets of clothes, and when he loses it, he has to pay 30 sets of clothes to the other person. And so he goes out, randomly kills people, hands over their clothing, and is taken care of. But you know, in this stage, we see that anger is really this predominant issue in his life. I mean, who does that? You know, who goes out and, having made a foolish bet and losing it, goes out and kills people?